You have families now that are looking at the grocery store and not just deciding which thing to get there, but deciding, wow, can I afford to fill up my car and also get groceries? You have people skipping meals. You have food bank lines through the roof, no matter where you are in the country. So this is a tremendous failing by government to let it get to this point. Inflation has a number of different inputs. There is the carbon tax, which drives up the cost of everything, because anything that needs to be shipped to the grocery store, we're not just, you know, throwing oranges across the country. We're driving them, we're shipping them. This is something that we absolutely need to deal with. There are also a lot of fees that are baked into this through regulations and red tape. And one of the biggest challenges, though, is that government was to justify its massive spending over the last 5 years in particular, printing money, driving up inflation, making it so that any dollar you have all of a sudden buys a lot less than it did 5 years ago and certainly 10 years ago. So these are all things that have driven up the cost of just, and we're just talking about groceries here. And then you look at rents. Well, rents are going up because we're not actually building the supply of houses we need, as we talked about earlier. And again, you can look at, and this is what the Liberals try to do, they look at the global picture and say, well, inflation has happened everywhere. But we know that Canada has actually been hit harder than a lot of comparable countries. And more importantly, we know that that's no excuse. Just because someone might have done something the wrong way in another country doesn't let us say that we couldn't and shouldn't do better. So this is absolutely the most crucial issue. And regardless of, you know, someone's income or earnings, everyone is feeling this.